Holding in the middle of the story of the Chacham and the Tam, and really holding at the what I can say is probably my favorite part of the story, the most exciting part of the story, which is not very exciting. Nothing very exciting happens. Be able to see really the difference between the life of the Chacham and the life of the Tam. It's been a few weeks since we were learning about the Chacham, but we learned about the Chacham and the misery that the Chacham lives with. The Chacham has three jobs, and each one of the jobs, he's the expert in the job. He knows how to mine gold. He knows how to be able to cut silver. He's a doctor. He's the three greatest jobs, and each one of them, l'chaira, are jobs that will be around forever. And even if the first two jobs, gold and diamonds, won't be, but he's a doctor. Everybody's always going to need doctors. He's the smartest. He's the best. He's the most intelligent. He has the most money. He's the best looking in the town. He has everything that he could want. In Gashmias, l'chaira, he looks like he's all the way at the top of the ladder. At the same time, what we learned last time is that the Chacham is miserable. The Chacham is that everybody is not good enough to be able to talk to him. He doesn't have any friends. There's no one that's going to be good enough to marry him because that's why at the end of the story, even though he's going to get married, as we said last time, he's going back to his village to get married. No one's going to be good enough to marry him because he's the Chacham. Because he's the person who's a doctor, a diamond cutter, and he's a gold, and he can refine gold. He's a person who's too high. His horse is too big for him to be able to have any enjoyment, any peace in life, any friends, anybody to talk to, and anything that anybody tells him, he knows what they're going to say already, and he preempts whatever they think they're going to say. Anybody says three things back to him, and therefore, he doesn't want to be friends with anybody. Nobody definitely wants to be friends with him. The worst kind of person to be a friend with is a guy who's an Ibn Chacham, the guy who thinks that he knows everything already. Anyway, he could be smarter than other people, but he's not a Chacham. Ezo Chacham, Alayman Mikal Adam. He doesn't have the ability to be able to learn from other people, to be able to take in other people's information, and therefore, he rose so high in the corporate ladder, nor so high in the world of Gaiva, that the whole world is kaloi, like we said last time, that the Bnei Olam is Bain of Kaloi, the whole world is like nothing. And everything is not good enough for him. Every hotel that he goes to, he finds a problem in, because relative to where he's coming from, nothing's ever good enough. And he's always stayed in a better hotel. He's that guy who goes to the manager after staying a night in the hotel and wants his money back because it wasn't perfect. Everything wasn't exactly the way it was. And he's been to a place where the water in the shower was a little bit hotter, and here it wasn't. Nothing's good enough for him. Nothing's ever going to be good enough for him. No people are going to be good enough for him. No wife's going to be good enough for him. No house is going to be good enough for him. No friends are going to be good enough for him. He has everything, but he lives a miserable, miserable, miserable life. And that's where we ended off talking about what the Chacham is. And again, we'll get back to the Chacham after we discuss what happens with the Tam a little bit, because the Chacham and the Tam are about to meet up. That's where the Chacham's headed back to the village of the Tam. As you mentioned, he wants to be able to get the most covered possible, and he thinks that the way to get it is by going back to this village and showing people the contrast between the kid that grew up in their town and this big, smart doctor, diamond dealer, gold refined person, a person who's that smart. So he wants to be able to show them the contrast, and eventually he's going to meet up, and we'll see that that's ultimately going to be when the real conversations take place between the Chacham and the Tam. And the Tam tells the Chacham, you're not better than me. You don't have a better life than me. You may know more than me, and you may have more knowledge than me, and you may have more money than me, and you may be able to carry a more intelligent conversation than me, but you're not better than me if you're not living a more enjoyable life. If you don't have simcha, if you don't have yeshiva das, if you don't have amuna, if you're not connected to Rabbanu Shalom, if you're not living a life that's actually enjoyable and fulfilling, so you may have a lot, but ultimately you have nothing. And that's the Chacham is going to eventually tell the Tam, and there's going to be the discussion. The Tam is going to tell the Chacham, I'm sorry, and there's going to be discussion back and forth between the two of them until we'll see where the story takes us. But that's really where we ended off last time, is that the Chacham has everything. But with everything is Marba Nechasa, Marba Daiga, Mefrat, his type of Nechasa, which are coming from place of Gaiva. And therefore, Yisurim Harbe, everything that he has is just Yisurim. Nothing's ever good enough for him. He's in pain, real emotional pain, because he can't find something that just works for him. Nothing's ever good enough. Yisurim Harbe, tremendous Yisurim. That's where we ended off last time. And now let's move on to a little bit of the happier part, the part of the Tam, and we'll see obviously the contrast between the Chacham and the Tam. You can have everything and have nothing, and you can have nothing and have everything. It's the world of the Chacham and the Tam. The Tam is nothing, but he has everything. And let's see exactly what happens when we focus on the world of the Tam. V'hine, nashlech ha'eses ma'isa ha'chacham, v'naschal ha'saper ma'isa ha'tam. Reb Nachman says, let's throw. Right, the Lashon is a very strong Lashon. Nashlech ha'eses ma'isa ha'chacham. Not just put it on the side. Let's throw away the Maisa of the Chacham, v'naschal ha'saper ma'isa ha'tam, which means all of that was just, that was the Chacham. Let's move on from the Chacham. Let's throw it to the side. We're not interested in the Indian of the Chacham. We want to talk about the Maisa of the Tam. Rabbi Nachman has a lashon in Tinyana, in Bukutimran and Tinyana, where he says, be'emes achar kol ha'chachmas, he talks about the concept of Chachma, afilu mishyedeh Chachma be'emes, which means talking about the Chacham, someone who knows real Chachma, a guy who's really intelligent, he knows a lot, achar kol ha'chachmas sarach l'hashlech. You have to throw kol ha'chachmas, ulavres Hashem betmimus bepshitas gomer belishem chachmas. V'zui ha'chachma ha'gedoyla shebekol ha'chachmas. The biggest chachma out of all the chachmas is to be able to be pashut. Rachman says, this is what he's talking about. They need nashlech ha'eis, which means throw all the chachmas aside. He's not just talking about the story. He's talking about, again, it's our story. He's talking about us, that we need to be mashlech all the ma'isa ha'chacham, all the chachma that we know, and get to the ultimate chachma, the tachas ha'idi, hishalai neda, the ultimate chachma, the ultimate yediyah, which is to serve the Rabbanim Shem atmimus, or pshitas, serve the Rabbanim Shem as kach, kazer, chachmas, yizbarach, zay schukis hapara. We want to serve the Rabbanim Shem in a way that we don't need the chachma. That Shlomo HaMelech, who's chachma, call Adam, says, Amarte chachma v'yirchaikim imenu. Shlomo says, I don't need to figure everything out. It's a concept called Parah Aduma, able to be matar, even the tmeim, to be matar, even those that think that the big chachamim. This is the avoida of being mashlech ke'eses, ma'isa chachma, throwing it down, getting rid of all the chachma. We need the chachma, but then also knowing how to be able to put all the chachma to the side and be able to work within the world of Menascha L'Sapra, ma'isa tam, to live the life and to talk about the story of the Tam. Hatam anal. So now we're going back to the Tam. And again, last time we left the Tam, the only thing we knew about the Tam is the Tam stayed in his village, and he stayed in the house that he yarshin from his father, which was a big house. And we mentioned that the house represents Emuna, but he stayed in that house that he yarshin from his father, and he became a shoemaker. That was the only thing that we know so far about the Tam. And then we moved to the story of the Chacham, and now we're finally getting back to seeing, you know, we're changing scenes. You know, the curtains close, the new curtains open, and we're back in the village, we're back in the Tam's house, and we want to see what's been happening with the Tam all of these years. Hatam anal. Lomad Malachas Ritzonis, he learned how to be a shoemaker. Umach Mashayatam, and since he was a Tam, Lomad Harbe Achikimo, as opposed to the Chacham, who learned everything very, very quickly in a short amount of time. He was able to grasp things that would take people years. We said in a quarter of a year, he was able to grasp, he was able to become a doctor in a very short amount of time. He was able to learn how to cut diamonds in a short amount of time. The Tam wasn't like that. The Tam wasn't a Chacham, and therefore it took him time. Lomad Harbe Achikimo, took him a long time until he was able to be Makabala. Now, his Lashon is just an interesting Lashon. Lomad Harbe, he learned a lot, Achikibo. It's not until he knew it, Achikibo, which means there's a concept of Yigatu Yumatsasi is Tamen, right? Which many of this from Taich, I think it comes from the Chedush Rim and others as well. Yigatu Yumatsasi, that is a Yigia, and then it ends up being a Metzia. That even though Yigia Shalachar be not Yigatu Yumatsasi, the Lachar is a Stira. If it's Yigati, it's not Matsasi. Matsasi means you found a Metzia, you just found something. And Yigia means that you put in actual work. But I think the way the Chedush Rim Taich is Yigatu Yumatsasi Tamen. A person says they put in Yigia and then Matsasi. And then I ended up finding it, which means that I recognized that all the ishtadlis I put in wasn't what caused me to get to that place that I needed to get to. Just the yigi was necessary in order to be able to create that keli of ishtadlis. So then tamen, then you have to believe, then you believe that person. And not only that, you got to mitzasi tamen, it's a raya that the person's taka maimin. You have to be maimin the person, and it's a raya that the person's a maimin. That's what it says, lamad harbe, he learned a lot achikibo, until he was makabala, which means he's makabala. Makabala is like a way of matana. He got his way of matana, he got in a way that it was given to him because lamad harbe, because he didn't give up, he put in a lot of work, a lot of effort, he learned a lot. We'll see, even though things weren't perfect for him, nevertheless he kept going and going and going. The Chacham, when things don't go well, or when he's nervous, he has anxiety that things are not going to go well, right away he drops the career, drops the occupation, and jumps to something else. The Tam doesn't do that. The Tam says, it's going to take me a long time. It may take me 3-4 years to learn how to be a shoemaker. And maybe if I was a Chacham, I could do it in 3 weeks. But okay, that's my reality. That's the world I live in. It's going to take me time. And instead of just jumping ship because things are taking time, Tom says, okay, I can wait it out. I can have the patience. I have the time. I have the ability to recognize that this is the occupation that I chose. And therefore, this is what I'm going to pick. Right? The Chavis al Vavis, when he talks about, you know, how a person is supposed to pick a proper occupation. So he writes over there, a person should figure out what his kaychas and nefesh are. A person should figure out, it's a paldik, a lashon over there. It's beautiful just to understand the way the Chavis al Vavis says, based on the tachin, how a person is supposed to pick an occupation. But he says, first of all, a person has to figure out, are you strong? Are you intellectual? Do you have a person who has brains? It would be a very silly thing to be a porter schlepping packages. And if you're somebody who is a very strong person but is not very intelligent, it would be very silly to try to become a doctor. You have to figure out what your tchunas nefesh is. And then he says, you also have to figure out where your heart is naturally drawing you. And he says, the same way we find that a cat is naturally drawn and naturally inclined, and the setup of a cat is that it's inclined to chase mice and a lion to chase deer. So he says every human is also has a natural inclination towards the job that's really roi for them. And the way they're built, which means a tchunas hanefesh, is built for that. And the teva of what they're going to enjoy is also built for a specific job. But he says once you pick your job, he gives those are the two criteria how to pick a job. Once you pick a job, he says stick with it. Even though you're going to have ups and downs in the job, and even though there's going to be tkufas in the job and the real estate market's going to fall apart and everyone's going to be like, so maybe I should... He says, if you picked a job based on the fact that you made the decision, this is the right thing, leaving the occupation, leaving the job is not going to change anything. Stick with the job, stay in the job, because you recognize that this is the job that I'm meant to do, so you stay here. The Chacham doesn't do that. The Chacham says, and it's not even when he has any... It's not even when the market starts to drop. It's not even when things start not going well. It's just that he's nervous that maybe the market's going to change. He's nervous that maybe people are no longer going to need diamonds and gold, so therefore he becomes a doctor. The Tam doesn't do that. The Tam becomes a shoemaker, and he becomes a shoemaker in a way that he's not the greatest shoemaker. And we'll see in a second, he doesn't make a lot of money. He's not a baki in the balacha kol kach. He's not so smart, but afupikin. This is the job that he chose. This is the job that he does. He sticks with it. He stays with it. He has betachan that if the Moshe wants him to give him more money, he'll get more money. And kachav, we'll see. Later on in the story, he ends up becoming Mamash Hashem Lemelech. He rises all the way up in power, becomes wealthy, becomes smart. He gets everything that he needs. But he says, if this is the job that I chose when I got married, this is the occupation that I find myself in, I can stay here, I can stick in. Yeah, it may not be the best. May not be making a large amount of money, but it's not the job that's causing me to have the money or not have the money. And therefore, he stays with the job. Laman Harbe, once he starts doing it, he stays there, Achikibo, until he's able to Makabo. I think we mentioned before there, Nachman himself said in his Derech Avoida, that when he would pick an Indian in Avoida to work on, he said that he would stick with that Avoida for a few months straight. Because he said the natural tendency of the Yetzer Hara is that as soon as you pick a Mahalach in Avoida, as soon as you pick something to do, for example, the easiest example is a person decides, you know what, this man, I'm going to learn, you know, I only have an hour to learn in the morning, man yeshiva, I'm working, I'm going to learn a raisa this man. Right, this man, I want to learn a raisa, the starting of the Masechta now, starting Sukkah, Chol Hamoed, I want to get learn a raisa. And then 2 weeks later, the Yetzer comes to him and says, learning a raisa? That's so geschmack. The first like 3-4 blad of geschmack, the fifth blad so geschmack. Maybe he should skip to Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi starting a new Masechta. 2 weeks in, he switches to Daf Yomi. And then 3 weeks later, he finds out that this Daf HaShavua is starting a new Perek. Then he switches to Daf HaShavua. And 2 weeks later, the Yetzer says, Daf HaShavua, only one Daf the whole week? There's people doing an Amad a day. So if you can't do, you know, Daf Yomi, maybe do. And he's constantly jumping from Avoida to Avoida. And it's all Atzis Yetzer. It's all Atzis Yetzer that gives the person the feeling that maybe what I'm involved in is not the best thing. And maybe I should just go to the next best thing that I'm going to find. And Rav Nachman said that when he picked an Avoida, whatever the Avoida was, whatever item that he wanted to work on, if this was his Kabbalah in Rosh Hashanah, this is a Kabbalah that he made today, this is a Kabbalah that he knew he was going to stick with for a few months. And only after a few months of working that Avoida properly, then he went back and reevaluated. Should I continue? Or should I change my Avoida? Should I continue what I'm doing? Maybe I should change things a little bit. Maybe I should pivot to another area. But again, this is the difference between the Chacham and the Tam. The Chacham is going to be changing every week. Every day he's going to be changing his occupation and his Avoida Hashem because he doesn't have the ability to be able to hold on to something because always he's... Maybe something else is going to come better along. The Tam says, no. Lomad Harbe Achikibo. He went to shoemaker school and it's not working out so well. He says, okay, this is what I chose. This is the place I chose. Instead of just leaving after 3 months, Lomad Harbe, he stays there, he waits there, takes some time till he eventually is able to become a shoemaker. Not the best shoemaker, but he's able to become a shoemaker. He wasn't such a good shoemaker. Menasa Isha, but he gets married, right? As opposed to the Chacham, who never gets married, he gets married. He has Parnasa from his malacha. And that's the ikrzach that he has, the amount of money that he needs in order to be able to take care of his family. He doesn't have a lot. He doesn't live luxuries. He doesn't have a big carriage. He doesn't have fancy food. I'll go see in a minute. But I am a sparnes, min malacha. He has parnasa. And this is the biggest misconception when people have all these schools for parnasa. People very often confuse the word parnasa with ashiras. And the word parnasa and ashiras have nothing to do with each other. A skula for parnasa means that if you say parsha some money, you can have a skula to have parnasa. Doesn't mean you can have a skula for ashiras. And there's a maizer amat, he's always selling the shkiach. Once walked into an office and his driver, I think it was Chaim Marcus, I think was driving him. I think that's where I saw the story from. He was driving him and Ratzio walked into an office, maybe to for money. I don't know exactly what he was doing in the office. And there was an older man walking in the office as well. And there was a young guy sitting there, I guess it was Yom Shlishi, Parsh Bashalach, and he was saying Parsh Aman, school from Mendel Rimanover. So the old Yid turns to this, you know, this poor young guy and he says, what are you doing? He's saying Parsh Aman. He said, I've done this school for many, many years, it never worked for me. So Matisse always stopped this yid, this alter yid, and he said, I don't understand. So I'll ask you a question. He said, You ever went to sleep hungry? You ever didn't have food on your table? He says, no, I always have food on my table. He said, you ever didn't have clothing to wear? He said, I always had clothing to wear. So you ever didn't have a roof over your head? He said, no, I always had a roof over my head. So he said, so then the school of work. Right? The school is not for Ashiris, the school is Mon. Mon meant that not that there was no Ashiris in the Mon Fakir. You couldn't leave anything over when it came to the Mon. That's what he's saying. Parshas Haman means Hashem's going to take care of me. So the shoemaker says Hashem's taking care of me. I have a roof over my head that he arshed from his father. He got a house. He has the bread that he needs to eat. I'll go see in a minute. He has clothing. Is it fancy clothing? No. Does he have a lot of food? No. Does he have food, clothing, and a shelter? He says yes. He says I have parnasa. It's the ikrzak, not a shiras. Maybe sparnas min amalacha. That's what he's looking for. He's looking to make a parnasa, not to make a shiras. And again, it's a very, very often people confuse these two things. I'm davening for parnasa. Hashem's not giving it to me. Hashem's giving you parnasa. He may not be giving you a shiras like you want. He may not be giving you luxuries like you want. But most people, you know, again, there are people a lot of people that are struggling as well. But it's important to recognize the difference between parnasa and a shiras. And vayim esparnis min amalacha. He had parnasa from amalacha. Umachma shayitam v'lo yibaki malacha kol kach. Alkein hayu parnasa b'deichi. B'deichi gadol u'b'tzimtzim. He didn't have a lot, but he had parnasa. His parnasa was b'deichi gadol ubitzimtzim. V'loyoy pnai afilu lechel. He didn't even have the amount of time that was necessary to sit and to eat. He was working, mamash, a hard worker, putting in real long hours in the office in order to be able to make sure that he had what he needed. Kait sarach tamad lasik malacha. He was constantly involved in the malacha. Machmas shaloyha yachel umnes b'shleimus. Had he been a smarter guy, had he been somebody who was more intelligent, he could have knocked out the job much quicker. But he didn't have the ability to do that. But instead of just saying, okay, so I'm going to give up on it, he stuck with it, he stayed with it. And even though it meant that at times he would come home late at night from a shoemaker shop, and at times he wouldn't be able to eat supper properly, and he would skip breakfast, FOP game, he stuck with it. Rak b'shasa malacha. As he was in the middle of the malacha, b'shasa yinayki b'martzea, v'yamachnu samayitzi achuto avshal atfira k'derech ratzanim, as he's sewing the shoes, going in and out with the needle on the thread, oizeh neshe chetichas lachav oichel. He'd grab a piece of bread and eat it. And again, this Maram is on a lot of things. I want to go a little bit right there just to get a little bit what's going on with the Tam. And then maybe, if we have time, maybe next week we'll go back to a little bit what he's talking about, why he doesn't have time to eat b'chlal, and why dafka as he's sewing it. All these things have a lot of ramazim and exactly what time it is, but I want to read it al derech tatam. I want to read it in a way of tmimus and pshitas, not in a way of trying to chop any fancy pshatim, in a way of tmimus and pshitas, because we're reading the part of the story with tatam, so we're going to try to read it pashat tmimus and pshitas. That's what he did. He didn't have time to eat. Again, didn't have a lot of parnasa. It was b'deichik. Nevertheless, he stuck with it. He stayed with the job, and he was able to make parnasa, able to make enough that he had, be able to have, at least had lechem. He had bread to eat, and he had what he needed. Umen hagoy haya. His minig was, Shaitavar Bisimcha Gedel Ma'id. His minig was, such a beautiful lashon, his minig was that he was always Bisimcha. Not that he was always Bisimcha. His minig was, he was always Bisimcha. Why don't you eat kabrak? That's not my minig. Okay, so we can't change him in. It's not my minig. Minig of a sinabi. Danny, this is my minig. This is the way I do. This is his minig. His minig was, Shaitavar Bisimcha Gedel Ma'id. That was his minig. That's my minig. My minig is to be Bisimcha Gedel. I think it's not working out. My minig is. My minig is. I daven svart. So now I should switch it because I'm in a shul that daven sashkaz. Right now I'm davening svart. That's my minig. If that's your minig means that this is imalach. This is the way that you go. Right, Rashi is similar lashon. Rashi says bekriyas yamsef that says that Yitzhak Kal Yisrael cried out. So Rashi says tafsu umnus avaysim. Like tafsu umnus avaysim. They grabbed onto umnus the job of avaysim of their fathers. It means, I don't know. This is what we do. When he gets in a tzari, tafsu umnus avaysim. You grab onto umnus avaysim. This is what my father did. My grandfather did. My great grandfather did. When you get a tzari, you cry out to Rabban Hashem. You call to Rabban Hashem, and you have a tefillah. This yid, the tam, he said, my minig is to be happy. I things are not working out well. I think that's my minig. What should I do? My minig is to be besimcha gedolah ma'oid, to have constant joy. And it also means that a minig also means a lot of times minhagim are not as well understood as something as halacha. Minhagim are much more. It's much more, you know, difficult to be able to understand and explain exactly where the makar for a minig is. But if there's a minig yisrael tayri, lashon chazal minig yisrael tayri. He said, I don't always understand why I should be b'simcha. I don't always understand how I should be b'simcha and how practical I should be b'simcha. But if it's my minig, then I have to be b'simcha, even if I don't understand it 100%, because that's my minig. That's my avoida, minig of a sinabi yedenu, minig yisrael tayri, and my minig is, I'm b'simcha tamid. It's the joy that people have. Irak mali simcha tamid. He was mali simcha tamid, because this was his minig. Vayulay kol hamachalim. V'kol hamashkois, v'kol hamabushim. Right? Now, even though we just said he didn't have a lot of money, he was parnasa, b'deiche gadol, b'tzimtzim, Zakta ben Achman, he had all the food, all the drinks, and all the clothing that he ever needed. Why? And this is my favorite part of the story. V'ya'imel ishti. He would tell his wife, ishti, say my wife, tein li lechel, I need something to eat. He comes home, and again, he's figuring how this fits with the last part of the story that he only ate when he was in the shoemaker shop. But again, there were times when he had the ability to eat, maybe Shokman and Shabbos. He had time when he had the ability to be able to sit and to eat properly. And he tells his wife, Ishti, my wife, Teilin Lechel. And again, there's a side on why Dafke is always talking to his wife. But we'll get to maybe some of the side this at a different time. But let's just read the story, Pasha Pshita sent to Mimis. Vayimala Ishti, Teilin Lechel. Can I have something to eat? Vahayisun Isenes Lechatichas Lechem. Vahachal, she gave him a piece of bread. And he ate a piece of bread. That's the beginning of the suit. The beginning of a suit is always you wash and eat a piece of bread. I need some good soup with some beans, something, a warm soup. I worked very hard this week. It's Friday night. I'm in the mood of a good right of a good soup with kidneys, with beans inside. I don't know if croutons with the beans inside. I want a fancy, nice soup. She cuts him another slice of bread. And he eats it. He would tell his wife, wow, kama yofa v'toiv ma'oid a right of a zeh. This is the best soup you ever made. So he's here, he's chewing this piece of bread. And you can imagine, if the only thing they have in the house is a piece of bread, probably not the freshest piece of bread, probably wasn't a sourdough that he bought for $15, probably a simple piece of basic bread. And he's eating the piece of bread, and he tells his wife, "Kama yofa v'toiv ma'ira right of it." Delicious soup. It's a mamish delicious soup. The vegetables are good, the kidney is good, everything in it's beautiful. He says, "Okay, we had the lechem, we had the bread, We had the soup, now it's time for the main course. Bring out the steaks, bring out the cowboy steaks, bring out the minute steaks, bring out the roast, bring out all the real meat. Bring out all the side dishes, bring out everything that we need in order to be able to have a geshmaka suda Shabbos. She said, okay, now I'm carving the meat. She takes a piece of bread, she takes the knife, and she carves out a piece of thing. She says, here's the piece of meat. Put it, you know, and they make believe they're pouring some, you know, like pepper, like they do in the restaurants, putting a little pepper on it. But again, here's the piece of meat. She gives him a piece of bread. Oh, you need side dishes. She cuts another piece of bread, puts the little side dishes. Here's the green beans. Here's the sweet potatoes. Here's another type of meat. Here's a chicken. She gives him a whole, mama sets up a whole plate. It's a whole plate just filled with pieces of bread. I don't know if she cut them into shapes or not, the different shapes of a different food, just pieces of bread. Chatichas lechem, it's the only thing she's giving him. Vayu mis'aneg ma'oid mezeh. He has mis'aneg ma'oid mezeh. V'shibach ma'oid el oisa meichel, kamahu mis'ukin v'toiv. And he spoke about each food. He picked up the piece of bread that was meramez on the inion of the basar, and he ate it, and he said, this is the best meat I ever tasted. Cooked to perfection, cooked exactly the way I like it. Delicious, delicious meat. Ki'ilu hayo oichel oisa meichel mamish. As if he was eating that meichel mamish. U'be'emes, zogt Reb Nachman, u'be'emes hayo margish b'chilosei lechem ta'am kol meichel u'meichel shayo reitza. He be'emes tasted the meat, and he tasted the soup, and he tasted the side dishes as he was eating the piece of bread. Machmas, you know why? Tmimus of his simchas agadala. Because of his tmimus and his simchas, it's not a joke. He wasn't making a joke. He wasn't making fun of his wife or fun of himself. He wasn't trying to be funny. This imamish was able to be margish that because of his tmimus and his simcha gadala, he was able to be margish the taste of the bread and the taste of the soup and the taste of the meat and the side dishes and the taste of the dessert as well. This is the imak of what it means to have real amunah. Real amunah is connected to the man, right? This is what he's involved in. He's involved in parshaman. Parshaman means that I can eat something, and it can look like something very simple, but we know that the man Chazal said that the man tasted like whatever a person wanted it to taste like. And this yid, this tam, is tapping into the side of the man, which means he's eating a piece of bread, and the geshmak that he's getting out of the piece of the bread, it's ki'ilu, he's eating the piece of bread itself. And it's a very, very posh tazach. He's not saying something that's impossible for us to do. A person has the capability to be able to eat a bowl of cereal, and if he's eating the bowl of cereal, tmimus and simcha, and a person feels good about themselves, and a person feels good about their place in life, you can eat a bowl of cereal for supper, and it's the most enjoyable thing to eat. And a person could be out in the nicest restaurant, the nicest steakhouse in Lakewood, and he could be buying a $100 piece of steak that they dried, aged it for 45 days, and it's a 30-ounce steak, and it's the biggest steak, and he could have the nicest steak, and he could feel like he's eating a piece of dirt, because he has no yishuv hadas, he has no simchas hanefesh, he has no hergish, any self-confidence in who he is, and what he's done, and maybe he could be eating the best piece of meat, and like the chacham, he has yisurim gedolim ma'oid. And the Tam is able to say, and again, it's not a joke, and it's not something which is a nace. It's a pashtazach. A person's capable of doing this. A person has the ability to be able to eat something, and the same food can be something which can taste either just like a piece of bread, or you can allow it to be able to taste like the greatest thing possible. It's really the site of matzah. Matzah, we know, is connected to the man. And Chazal say that they ate matzah, and then the matzah was ma'apach into the inyan of the man, and so there are Chazal that say that by the matzah also had a bechin of the man that was able to taste like whatever it wanted, the matzah that they took out with them when they came out of Mitzrayim. Matzah is a zelbazach. Matzah was the matzah of Avdos. Halach ma'an yudachalna avaseinu ba'ar de Mitzrayim. Right? Matzah zu sha'anu oichlam ashum ma, because we couldn't have enough time when we left Mitzrayim. So matzah is meramez on two inyanim. Matzah is meramez on Avdos, and matzah is the ultimate sign of Cheiros. But matzah is the same thing, which means you can be eating a piece of matzah and feel like an Eved, and you can be eating a piece of matzah and feel like a free person. It's not totally in the food. It's not totally in what you're eating. It's man. You can eat something and it can taste disgusting, even though it's something very expensive, and you can eat something that's the simplest food, and if a yid's able to be margish in the tam of the mesikas of matzah, but tzaddikim, they say, the tzaddikim, I think it was a Divrei Chaim maybe, that they said when he ate the matzah of Afikoyman, they said they were able to see shuman of basar dripping out of his mouth from the Afikoyman. The shuman of the basar dripping out of his mouth, kilu was eating the Afikoyman. Right? Which means, and it's a pashtazach, again, we can't get to that level where it's mamish, we're able to be margish to that level, but a person could be eating a piece of matzah, it could be the most enjoyable, delicious thing in the world, right? This is one of the reasons why we stopped eating matzah from a month before, 2 weeks before, is because we want to be able to have, it should be sweet. What do you mean, sweet? Matzah is not sweet. Matzah is lachem oini. Matzah is only bread and only water and flour. But if a person is able to be margish the mesikas of matzah, a person is able to be maimon that the Zohar Kaddish says, that matzah is mecha de memnusa, matzah is the meichel of amuna, matzah is mecha the asvasa, it's the bread that heals a person. A person can be eating the tam of matzah, and it's the most delicious thing he's ever tasted. More delicious than all the steak and all the meat and anything else he tasted. Because when a person's sitting on Pesach night and eating the matzah, he feels like the tam. He feels, again, we mentioned before that the highest, according to Rav Nachman, is not the Chacham. We tend to think of the four Banim as the highest one is the Chacham. Pasha says in Arizal as well, the highest one is the Chacham. But according to Rav Nachman, the highest one is not the Chacham. Fakir, the Chacham is not the Chacham. Ma'aita says, but the Chacham is not the highest. Chacham is already asking Shailas about you know, the mitzvahs, and he's trying to figure things out, and he has to Chacham is already asking Kashas. The Tam is the highest. The Tam is the one who's able to sit there and eat the piece of matzah, and it's the most delicious thing that he's ever tasted. And you talk, I have it. I was schmoozing with somebody about this week. He said you know, something about the matzah. He said, I don't like the taste of matzah. I said, matzah, the Yidin Tzadikim look forward the whole year to be able to eat that first kazayis of matzah that a Yid eats at the beginning of Seder Night. It's the most delicious thing in the world. There's nothing as delicious as it. But if you live, it's only if you're living in the Seder of the Tam. If you're living in the world of the Chacham, then matzah is bland. Matzah is dry. Matzah doesn't have any taste to it. And matzah doesn't taste good. And you could not only, it's not only with matzah. You could be eating the steak, and it also tastes like matzah. It also tastes dry. It also tastes like lechem ayini. Because a person is living in that world of his eved. The Chacham is the ultimate eved to society. He's the ultimate person who's enslaved to himself. He's enslaved to other people. He's enslaved to what other people think about him. And therefore, he's the ultimate eved. So he could be eating in the greatest restaurant. But Rav Nachman's lashon is he's eating in the greatest restaurant, in the greatest hotels. He's traveling in the ultimate luxury. He's eating the steak, and it tastes more bland than a piece of matzah. And the Yidus the Tam could be eating a piece of matzah, and to him it tastes mamash like the afikoyman. It tastes like the basar of the afikoyman. It tastes like the most delicious thing possible because it's totally how much tmimus he had. If he is living with tmimus and simcha gedola, it doesn't matter what kind of house I have. It doesn't matter what kind of car I drive. It doesn't matter what kind of food I'm eating. The Iker Zach is I'm able to have the ultimate tainig out of the fact that I have Yishev Adas, the fact that I have Menuchas HaNefesh, out of the fact that I feel good about myself, the fact that I'm not reliant on other people for me to be able to have any validation, to me to be able to feel good. I have my own self-validation, I have my own self-confidence, I have my own Iskashras Tereo Banishlam, I have my own things that I'm able to recognize or mylas on my own. I'm not reliant on other people. I don't need other people to recognize my greatness. Person lives in that way. Person could have nothing. And Rav Nachman's Lashon is, he had, what was Lashon? His Lashon was, V'haya loy kolam achalim. He had all the food, the kolam ashkois, all the drinks, the kolam abushim. And he had all the clothing. And he's going to go on right now. He's going to explain the same thing happened. Side with the clothing, side with the drinks, and side with the Indian of the money. And obviously, side with the Indian of the food. And obviously, these three things, Ramas on the lechem, lechem's Ramas on the mun, the mashka, the drink that he has, Ramas on the Be'er Shel Miriam, and the Mabushim, the Levushim, Amramas, and the Nanei covered the three Matanas that Klal Yisrael had when they're in the Midbar. Lechtech Achra, the Midbar, the Eretz Lezurua. Klal Yisrael goes out with Tmimus and Pshitas, with no way of knowing how we're going to get food. Zakta Mashim, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you that you're surrounded by the ultimate, that your Levushim, the clothing of Klal Yisrael, grew with them when they're in the Midbar. They didn't need new clothing. The clothing just grew with them constantly. They didn't get dirty. The clothing was able to be washed by the Nanei covered. Everything was perfect. They surrounded by the Nanei covered. They were living in the ultimate state of perfection. They drank of the Be'er Shel Miriam, which had all the secrets of Torah hidden in the Be'er Shel Miriam. They ate the man, which was able to taste like anything, had the hergish of anything. This is the Tam. The Tam, and every Yid Shaykh to this, every Yid Shaykh to live surrounded by the Nanei HaKavod, to be drinking from the Be'er Shel Miriam, and to be eating the man. Every Yid Shaykh to do this, if a Yid lives with Tmimus HaMshitas, Tmimus V'Simcha Sayyid Gedoyla, caused him to mamash, that he was able to be Be'emes HaYamargish, Peldek HaLashin, Be'emes HaYamargish B'Chilasach HaLechem Tam, Kol Meichel U'Meichel Shu Reitze. Yitaka was able to taste the Meichel that he wanted. Machmas, to be Musay v'Simcha Sayyid Gedoyla, because he was a Tam, and he had real Simcha. This is his minig. His minig is to be B'Simcha. He could eat a bowl of raisin bran, and it tastes as good as to him, as if he's eating the greatest steak. V'Cheinei Metzava, the same thing with drinks. Ishti. He wants a good glass of beer, a nice expensive glass of beer. I don't have beer in the house. They haven't had a cup of beer in decades. But since the chasna, they hadn't had a cup of beer. She takes water, she fills up water from the well, and she gives him a cup of water. This is the most delicious beer I ever tasted. Delicious beer. Give me, you know, med honey. Give me another type of drink. Again, I only have water. She fills him up another cup of water. And he eats it again. He's besimcha. Now he says, okay, I'm ready for the wine at the end of the meal. I'm ready for a good cup of wine. Maybe a glass of cold rosé at the end of the meal. She gives him again three cups of water. As if he's drinking it, he's able to be meshabech. He's mamash drinking from the Be'er Shel Miriam. Everything he's drinking tastes exactly like what he wants it to taste like. There's no meshabech. Gamken is meshabech because he's really tasting that taste of whatever he wanted. The sheker, the dvash, the yayin, he's able to taste all these things. Him and his wife, they had one coat. They shared one coat. They only had one coat for him and his wife. That was it. Again, they had basic clothing that they wore, but to be able to get out of the house, all they had was one coat. It's cold. Give me the coat to be able to walk out. He has to go to the shuk. He has to be able to put on a coat. He says, you know, can I have the coat? But he said, I send us like a little fancier type of coat, like more of like a frack or a kapata or like a bekesha, something like a little bit fancier, not just an overcoat, but something a little fancier. Give me the tulip. She gave him the same ripped, tattered coat that he had. She gave him the coat. She said, you want your frack? It's yantif. You want you wear a frack? She gives him the same tattered coat that he had. Beautiful. You got this custom made? Mamash fits me like a glove. It fits me beautiful. The colors are beautiful. Inside it says my name. It's custom made. Everybody knows it's custom made. I've different color buttons, different color, you know, collars. Everyone knows it's beautiful. Mamash beautiful, fits me beautifully. Shetzarch lekaftin, he needs his kaftin. Galel chabes hakneses. Now he has to go to shul. He has to wear his, you know, his nice kaftin to go to shul. And mitzav arba ishti, tell me a kaftin. Ishti, you have to give me a nice bekesha. It's time to go to shul. I want to look like a mensch in shul. But he said, it sounds like pals. She gives him the same tattered coat. Vaymishabech, vaymer kama yafa vena kaftin azeh. What a beautiful bekesha you bought for me. Beautiful, beautiful bekesha. Chenke shayisi tzarech lubas yupa. He said, it sounds like gamken apels. Again, all these different types of clothing they used to wear based on the different types of things. Chasanas and shul when they went to the shuk. Vaymishabech, masana gamken. Every time he's putting on the same clothing that he had. Masana gamken. Kama yafa vena hayufa azois kanal v'chen ki yaitze b'zev v'hayorak moli simcha v'ched matamid. He's filled with simcha and he's filled with ched matamid. He's living in the world of the ultimate good. This is the world of the Tam. This is the ultimate level that he is able to get to. That he is able to live in a world where he can be margish, the Tam and the Masikas of everything that he wants. The real geshmak is when a person is able to feel the geshmak, not when a person is able to actually be eating the thing that tastes good. That's not... Where does a geshmak come from an usher being able to eat in a restaurant? It's not from the food tastes good. It's the fact that I'm a wealthy person, I can afford it, and I can go here, and I can be able to spend time, and I can get whatever I want. But if you can feel that you can get whatever you want without actually needing to get whatever you want, so you feel in the simcha of the usher without all the daigas of the usher, that you feel like, I can get whatever I want. I don't have to go there. I can get whatever I want right here. By my kitchen table, I can eat a bowl of cereal, and I can feel like I'm mamish enjoying the greatest, nicest thing, because I have everything that I need. I don't need to look for anything outside of my home. I don't need to look for anything outside of my own dalat amas. Everything that I want is right here. And this is the ultimate simcha. The simcha of the tam, the simcha of a person who lives with tamimus and shitas, is a simcha. The simcha of being able to live moli simcha v'ched v'tamid. So again, we'll continue next week, but I'll go on to this Indian of the Indian of the shoes and the type of shoes that he used to make. But also, another favorite part of my story. But this is the life of the tam. The chacham and the tam, it's the difference between somebody who has everything and is miserable, and the tam is somebody who has nothing, but imamish has everything. A person lives with tmimus habshitas. A person lives with simcha. A person lives with amuna. Amuna means that I have everything. Rav Nachman said, a person who doesn't live a life of amuna, ain't lo chayev klal. It's lashon, I think it's chisaran or chaymaran. A person who doesn't have amuna, ain't lo chayev klal. He doesn't have chayim. There's no chayim. He has everything. He has no life. He's missing life itself. The ability to be miyushiv. The ability to feel like you're taking care of by the Rabbanu Shalom. Hashem's taking care of you. Hashem's carrying you from place to place. That ability to be able to feel that way is only with tmimus, only with pshitas, only with amuna, only a person who's able to be mamash makushet Hashem. We'll be mamashik next week. We'll talk a little bit more about the chacha. Maybe about the time. Maybe we'll go back a little bit to talk a little bit about the oimik of some of these things that take place. But maybe not. Maybe dafka not. Maybe just to learn it in a pashta way. Just to read about the food that he used to eat. And I remember... This is the first exposure that I really had to learning Sifrei Menachem was this story, Chacham and the Tam, many years ago when I was a bachur living in Eretz Yisrael. I just remember this part of the story. It just stuck in my head again and again and again. That he ate the food, and it's not a joke. It's not some sort of like he was being sarcastic. It's not that they were just trying to make themselves feel better. Yitaka tasted it. Yitaka tasted it. Yitaka the oinig. Yitaka the tainig of feeling that I'm mali simcha. Because I have everything that I need. All I need is pas b'melech toichel, mayim b'msura tishte, kachi darcha shatoyer. That even if that's it I have, I'm fine. That's it I need. He's able to be mamish margish, able to feel that way. That all I need is pas b'melech toichel, mayim b'msura tishte, al oretz tishan. He is able to say, this is darcha shatoyer. This is what it means to be living with the muna. This is the ultimate avaida. Again, we'll go on next week a little bit more, but let's stop here. Shkoyach.